Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 2019 annual meeting of the shareholders of First Internet Corp. It's now 1 p.m. and the meeting is officially called to order. I am Dave Becker, Chairman, Chief Executive Officer, and President of First Internet Bank Corp. and Chair of the meeting. For those of you in the room, to my right is C.P. Perfetti, our Executive Vice President and Secretary, who will serve as Secretary for the meeting. You should have all received an agenda for today's meeting when you registered. Gary Farah, over by the doorway, has completed an oath and has been appointed to serve as our inspector for the meeting. After we satisfy the business portion of the meeting, we'll do an adjournment and share an informal presentation on the bank. Are there any additional proxies or ballots to be submitted to the inspector at this time? If you wish to vote and have not done so, please see Mr. Farrar immediately, and we'll take care of that for you. In the meantime, I'd like to introduce to you the other members of the Board of Directors of First Internet Bank, each of whom, in addition to myself, is a nominee for election at today's meeting. Please stand as I call your name. John Keach, David Lovejoy, Ann Mertlow, Roy Whitney, Gary Williams, and Gene Witowicz. Mr. Perfetti will now read the details of today's meeting.
On or about April 3rd, record as of March 25th, 2019. The inspector has advised me on a preliminary basis that the holders of a majority of the outstanding shares entitled to vote at this meeting are present in person or by proxy. Therefore, a quorum. List of the shareholders of the corporation entitled to vote at this meeting is available and will remain open for inspection during the course of the meeting. The last annual meeting of shareholders was held on May 21st, 2018. The minutes of that meeting are available for inspection at the registration table.
We have four items of business to address at the meeting today. First is to elect the seven directors to serve until the next annual meeting of shareholders. Second, an advisory non-binding vote to approve the compensation paid to our named executive officers. Third, an advisory non-binding vote to determine the frequency of future say-on-pay votes. And fourth, to ratify the appointment of BKD as our auditor for 2019. Our bylaws require advance notice of nominations and any other items of business to be brought before the shareholders at this meeting. Since we did not receive timely notice of any other matters, the only matters that can be considered at this meeting are the ones we have already identified. Accordingly, once we complete the tally, the formal portion of the meeting will conclude. Once again, has everyone who wished to vote done so? Polls are now officially closed, and the inspector will proceed with a tabulation of votes cast. While we're taking the final vote is being confirmed, I'd like to introduce to you some of the other members of our management team who are present here today. Ken Lubbock, stand up when I call out your name, Executive Vice President, Chief Financial Officer for the company and the bank. Nicole Lorch, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the company and the bank. Tim Ducey, I think I saw Tim come in. Senior Vice President of Public Finance for the bank. Steve Farrell, Senior Vice President, Chief Credit Officer, and Chief Administrator for the bank. Credit Administrator for the bank. Kevin Quinn, Senior Vice President of Retail Lending for the bank. Ann Sharkey, Senior Vice President of Operations for the bank. Tom Smith, Regional Vice President, Commercial Banking. Morris Kinks. Narsa, First Vice President, Director of the Single Tenant Lease Financing. Craig Fortner, First Vice President, Information Technology. That's why they give you scripted, so I don't mess up names. Justin Karbosky, First Vice President, Finance. Other guests with us today? Roy Farside, sorry, Roy, didn't see you come in. Is present as a representative of BKD, LLP. Third is our accounting firm for 2018. He is available to answer any questions that you might have after the meeting is over. In addition, we have Dave Barrett and Josh Colburn in the middle here. Fagri Baker Daniels, LLP, our legal counsel, are present as well. Mr. Pavetti, please announce the preliminary results of the votes.
Mr. Chairman, each of the nominees for the election as director received a plurality of the votes cast on that matter. The advisory vote to approve the compensation of our named executive officers received more votes than for than against. The option of holding 1 year received the most votes with respect to the frequency of future on say on pay votes. And finally, the proposal to ratify the appointment of BKD LLP received more votes for than against.
Thank you. Based on the preliminary results, I declare that all nominees have been elected. Shareholders have approved our executive compensation on an advisory basis, and the shareholders have recommended that future say-on-pay votes continue to be held annually. And the shareholders have ratified the appointment of BKD for 2019. We expect to report the final voting results on a report on Form 8K. There is no future business to be properly brought before the meeting, so the official business meeting is adjourned. At this point, we will share with you an informal presentation on our company and update. My favorite slide of the program, always, is the forward-looking statements. Our good friend of mine, a former attorney, John Taylor, actually made me a T-shirt with this disclaimer on the front, and I threatened to wear it today to the shareholder meeting, but I was advised that probably wasn't the best idea, so... But during the course of the presentation, I may make forward-looking statements about our financial condition, results of operations, or business. These statements are not a guarantee of future results, and the statements are based on information available to us as of today, and we disclaim any responsibility to update this presentation if new information comes to light in the future. A little bit on who we are. Most of you know, obviously, we've been around 20 years at this down as pat as I have, but we launched in 1999 as the first state-chartered FDIC-insured bank. We were an industry pioneer in the branchless delivery of consumer and commercial banking services. First internet bank got off the ground because I took a different approach to financial services. I looked at banking through the lens of the customer. As we celebrate 20 years in business throughout 2019, we maintain that laser focus on the customer attention. We have successfully navigated a changing economy, regulatory environment, and competitive landscape because our organization remains nimble and opportunistic. The story of First Internet Bank really centers around the people within the organization. We believe in creating an environment where our teams can and want to give their best efforts. In a recent employee survey, 100% responded that they're willing to go the extra mile for our organization. I swear I was not, nor were their supervisors looking over their shoulder when they filled out that question. It was a totally anonymous survey. That's important because we ask a lot of our people. As of December 31st, 2018, we had 17.6 million in assets per full-time employee, which was up from 10.3 million at the beginning of 2017. To keep up with that pace of growth, our people have to be talented and adaptable. But that's not enough. We invest in our teams with personal and professional growth opportunities. And we created plentiful service opportunities so our people can share their talents in a way that makes our community a better place to live and work. Whether it's yielding a paintbrush and an extreme home makeover for a deserving local family, or flexing their mental muscle at a charity trivia night fundraiser, our associates are always looking for new ways to contribute. In 2018 and into 2019, we have been recognized at the local, state, and national levels for being an employer of choice. We attribute this success to our entrepreneurial spirit, an open atmosphere in which everyone contributes and listens, an environment that supports diversity and inclusion, and a passion for growth and development. What we offer, we've obviously built a multi-billion dollar nationwide branchless deposit franchise that provides innovative technology, convenient access, high-touch customer service, and competitive deposit rates to customers ranging from consumers to small business up through complex commercial clients and municipalities. Over the years, we have built a collection of specialty lending franchises, both nationwide and on a regional basis. Many of these franchises are filling market voids where either the large banks aren't dedicating their resources or where the regional banks don't have the scale to compete. On the commercial side, we have developed expertise in areas of single-tenant lease financing, public finance, and most recently, healthcare finance. On the consumer side, we've been a leader for a long time in the recreational vehicle and horse trailer lending programs. We have also begun to offer nationwide direct-to-consumer national mortgages for over 10 years. We've built some more traditional commercial lending businesses in carefully selected markets that are regional in nature and are much more complex, requiring experienced personnel on the ground. Most of this business is located in Central Indiana. We also have a C&I lending group in Phoenix, Arizona. We are always evaluating opportunities to begin to diversify our revenue mix. The slide on First Internet Bank then and now kind of demonstrates what's happened when you combine a robust product lineup with a team of go-getters, an efficient, technology-driven business model. 2010, we began to invest in our commercial channels. 8 years later, our loan portfolio is 9 times larger, but our employee base is only 4 times larger. In our growth story, we're very proud of the fact that we have achieved this growth without the need of acquisitions, and we did this without an extensive branch network. 2018 accomplishments. 2018 was a year to be proud of a number of things. We furthered our mission of serving customers in the digital economy, providing them with customer-centric digital banking solutions while maintaining the personal touch of relationship banking. On a financial basis, we reported record net income driven by 30% loan growth, excellent credit quality, and well-managed expenses. During the year, we surpassed the $3 billion mark in total assets and ended the year at $3.5 billion, which represented a 35% compounded annual growth rate for the past 5 years. It took us 15 years of operations to reach $1 billion in total assets and less than 5 additional years to surpass the $3 billion mark. Definitely a statistic worth touting. I would also like to mention the share repurchase authorization that we announced near the end of 2018. While our primary goal is to use our capital to reinvest in the business, we believe that our shares are trading at a significant discount to fair value, and repurchasing them reflects our confidence in the long-term opportunities for the company and demonstrates our commitment to enhancing shareholder value while still maintaining strong capital levels. We will continue to build our talent in our lending areas, and we feel very good about our ability to continue generating high-quality assets at attractive risk-adjusted yields. And I'll talk more in depth about one lending area in particular in just a moment. On the balance sheet's growth, this slide demonstrates our team's ability to build relationships and deliver growth in a capital-efficient manner. Over the last 5 years, we've grown our total assets at a 35% compounded annual growth rate, our loans at a 40% compounded annual growth rate. We have funded the vast majority of this growth with our deposit base. Related to loan growth and balance sheet management, we feel very good about our ability to continue generating assets. Our single-tenant lease financing team is a finely tuned machine, and we're pleased with the current pipelines, the largest in the history of the bank. Our C&I team in Indianapolis and Arizona are picking up traction and have potential to have a very solid year in 2019. However, it's important to reiterate that we must manage capital efficiently and deploy it in a manner that enhances profitability. We are actively managing the balance sheet so that we can capitalize on the opportunities our lending teams have while also preserving capital in the current market environment. We are proactively looking to reposition some of our loan portfolio in order to improve the mix of earning assets and therefore enhance net interest margin and EPS. Going forward, we plan to continue selling loan pools on a selective basis, particularly when we see the opportunity to improve net interest margin where it's accretive to our earnings. On revenue growth, we continue to strengthen, grow, and diversify our asset generation channels with our collection of specialty lending franchises, which has resulted in consistent revenue growth. Revenue growth has translated into increased net income, which has grown at a compounded annual rate of 37%. 2018, we once again delivered record net income, which grew by 44% from the prior year. As we benefited from the growth in our balance sheet, increased operating leverage, and ongoing excellent asset quality. To address the decline in non-interest income, we upgraded our mortgage origination technology in the first quarter of 2019, which is intended to increase application completion and pull-through rates, thus lowering the cost per closed loan and increase the closed loan volume per loan officer. The implementation went live in the middle of the first quarter, and initial results have been extremely positive. Second, we are focused on growing our SBA business. During 2018, we made some key hires, and this morning before market open, we announced we have the acquisition of the SBA division of First Colorado National Bank. I'll give you a few more details on that one in just a couple. Excellent credit quality is kind of the keystone of our operation. Our asset quality is driven by a combination of factors, including our strong credit culture and disciplined approach to underwriting. It's also the result of our focus on certain specialty lending lines that target lower risk asset classes. Combined, our public finance and our single-tenant lease financing businesses make up nearly 60% of our total loan portfolio. We're very proud of our track record in the credit and believe that is one of our competitive advantages. Compared to similar-sized publicly traded banks, our percentage of risk-weighted assets to total assets remains well below the peer group average. Not only does this allow us to stretch capital further than other comparably sized institutions, but also it gives us a confidence in our ability to withstand a recessionary environment should the economy turn downward. As you can see from the lower right chart, our net charge-offs have averaged close to zero during the last 5 years and actually have been consistently below 1% since 2011. Knock on wood to back that one up. Everybody gets antsy when I make that statement. Without the roof, you can see the sky. Like I say, there's just phenomenal opportunity for us here in the future. I'm proud of what we accomplished in 18, but I'm also inspired by all the opportunities that present themselves to us. On the process side, we have significantly improved our accounting service capabilities to provide a better customer experience, improve efficiency, and reduce risk. For example, we replaced our point-of-sale engine for consumer and small business deposit accounts with a process designed for mobile users that significantly reduced the time to submit an application, improves the pull-through rate. We took the application process from about 17 to 20 minutes down to 3 to 5, and it's had a tremendous increase in our pull-through. We're going to keep building on that success. Our near-term objectives for customer-facing enhancements include upgrading the digital account access experience, which has a cleaner, more modern UI user interface that works from any device, which will help attract and retain small business, commercial and municipal deposit accounts, which tend to be very long-term relationships. Upgrading the digital account opening platform that facilitates a mortgage app and document upload in just minutes. This is an extension of our 2018 effort to streamline the deposit account opening. The mortgage application platform promotes better pull-through and gets us closer to the day one certainty of mortgage underwriting decisions. Next up in the digital account opening is health savings accounts. This could become a meaningful source of very low-cost deposits while also introducing the bank to the commercial lending relationship opportunities. We get a foot in the door with HSA relationship and hopefully convert that into more traditional business services on the deposit and the lending side. Enhanced workflow also included improvements in the wire transfer process, which better enables us to detect fraud and reduce errors. End-to-end commercial loan account origination with workflow routing and standardized routines for faster turnaround time and improved accuracy. We redesigned the human resource processes to streamline the recruitment and onboarding phases. If we're going to keep growing at the rate we are, bringing good talent into our organization in an efficient manner is imperative. We see a big opportunity on both sides of the balance sheet with the small business arena. As a lifelong entrepreneur myself, I'm delighted to bring service to the market that will help small business owners grow their operations. We have worked diligently to enhance our treasury management capabilities and will soon be introducing lockbox and cash transport services that allow customers to safely deposit cash without the need for a branch network. Customers will benefit from an upgraded digital account experience, which has a cleaner, more modern user interface that works from any device. An updated mobile experience with remote approval and check deposit capabilities for the on-the-go transaction management. New fraud-fighting tools, positive pay, and improved reporting for better insights. When a business owner has better insights, he or she can make better decisions and ultimately grow their business. We are constantly on the lookout for ways to further extend the scope and market penetration in our specialty lending lines, while also diversifying our revenue and asset generation channels in a capital-efficient manner. Last year, we made a strategic decision to expand into the SBA lending and deposit services. We began building a team with deep SBA experience because we see a tremendous opportunity to promote economic growth and job creation through government-guaranteed loan programs. We recently announced the hiring of a talented and experienced SBA lender in the Indianapolis market. We also recently attained preferred lending partner status from the Small Business Administration. Both are exciting developments as we work to continue to grow this business line. Just this morning, we further solidified our move as we announced the acquisition of a very seasoned team of SBA professionals, along with a loan portfolio from First Colorado National Bank. Although it was purchased from a bank in Colorado, the SBA team is actually based in Chicago and Indianapolis, so they're Midwest-based. They aren't on the West Coast. We review this strategy as being complementary to our existing business lines. It will also further diversify our revenue base in a capital-efficient manner. We're very excited about the increased opportunity we now have to expand access to affordable loans to serve our nation's entrepreneurs. We are working hard to provide a great return on your investment, and I think our efforts throughout 2018 and 2019 have demonstrated that commitment. On behalf of the team here today in the room and the many associates at our offices, thank you for your support of First Internet Bancorp. With that, I'll thank those of you in the room who have attended, as well as those of you on the webcast who have participated remotely. Thank you very much for joining us today.